Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People Live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? The sun is shining and it's another day in the crisp, weathered month of November. So hopefully you have plans for November, the holiday, and getting ourselves acclimated to the change of the weather and the change of the new time. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com, and I'm live right now on that TuneIn app. And all you have to do is download that TuneIn app on any electronic device and search WWGH. Also, I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. If you would just like to call in and be a part of our show, ask any questions or make any comments, thank you so much for tuning in to A Voice of a People. If it is your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful supporter and listener, thank you always for who you are and thank you for your support and your love. Along with you, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Their number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, and I think this is the last month of 2025, for free produce at Logos Christian Ministries. This takes place November the 15th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Now, they will be starting up again in April of 2026, but you have one last chance to get your free produce before the holiday. I continue to lift up your prayer for people who are in need of a healing or just going through hard times, or maybe they've lost a loved one. Please lift them up in prayer. Lift up my family. We have had a death in our family. Gregory Simmons, he passed away. Cheryl Lee, continue to lift her up in prayer. Continue to lift me up in prayer. And my loved ones who may be in need of health. And if you know of someone that needs prayer and you just want to call in and just let people know to lift up a word of prayer, just call in. Once again, 740-383-9944, and we will definitely lift them up in prayer. And right now, we will go in prayer. Lord, we just thank you for your many blessings, your benefits, asking you to touch those bodies that need healing virtue from you. People that are going through bereavement, Lord God, give them peace and comfort through this time. Asking you to have mercy on us all and to lead and guide us into your truth, which is the only truth. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Okay, let us move on, right?
I definitely agree. You ain't got my mic on.
It is on.
Then how come I can't hear me?
I don't know. It's on. Are you plugged in?
I don't know.
Follow your cord. We make sure the connection is in there. I know when I was here the other night on election night, it was fading in and out. I heard something kind of shift. Can you hear yourself now?
No, that was my headphone. I don't think it's plugged in. Because if it was, you would hear it.
Try another mic. Try that one. No.
No.
Let's see. Try another one. Try that green one. Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Let me let them know. Maybe they can do something from where they are. Because I have all of the volumes up.
Yeah, it should be
loud and clear. Yeah. Louder than mine.
I can hear you, but...
Well, they need to hear you.
But sometimes it will boost them a little louder.
I can't hear you at all. Mm-mm. On here.
That keeps going in and out as well, the headphone thing.
Yeah. Are you on the... Well, it don't matter if you got on the right headphones. This mic should be working.
It should be.
Wow. I'm going to send a text. Can't get the volume.
It's like it's. Now you should be getting some deflection over there. Very little, though. And I don't know if it's because it's picking up through your mic. I think it's picking up through your mic. It act like the mic's on, but
Alrighty, here we're gonna.
Yeah, we're gonna try to
get Willie set up here so you can at least hear his voice. He's my guest today for both hours, so we don't want him hearing. You can't hear him talk.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. So where did I leave off at? Oh, I did leave off in prayer. And if you know of anyone else that need prayer, please call in and we will lift them up in prayer. So as we move on, let me share some. Announcements with you. The 5th annual donation drive-through. This is at the Heart of Ohio Homeless Shelter, located 326 West Fairground Street in Marion, Ohio 43302. It's just drive-through. This will take place November the 15th on a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Donations needed: copy paper, envelopes, stamps, toilet paper, paper towels, 13-gallon trash bags, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, bleach, disinfectant spray, dish soap, bath towels, washcloths. And as you drive through, you will receive a free coffee and donuts and a thank you. So it's nothing, you know, they're giving us something for driving through and helping out the homeless. And I believe, and I may be wrong, that is our fastest growing deficit for the United States is homelessness.
Yeah.
Homelessness.
Yeah.
Because rent is so high, you can't afford it. You know, people are living in their cars, are living in little campers and on the street, you know, in different cities that we go through. Things are just changing so fast for us here in the United States.
Yeah.
The richest country in the world, supposedly.
The country that they claim to be the richest.
Right, right.
Not necessarily because, like I said before, you can't have a first-class country and a second-class citizens.
Right.
You know, so by them not being, things got to change.
Man. Right, so. They do. The number to call for the homeless shelter is 740-387-4550. Again, 740-387-4550. And don't forget to call in to the studio where we are live right now by calling 740-383-9944. Again, this is the month of November, Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, boy. So.
Now, which one of those things is not the mics?
Not the mics?
The knobs that you got pulled up.
Now, you don't know anything about this. All these mics are up right now.
Yeah,
all of them.
Pull them all down except for the one that I'm supposed to be on.
I'm on one. You're on four. You're on the gold one. No, the orange. Which is number 4.
Okay.
And it's on. Volume's up.
Right. What's under the indicator with the red light? See the little red light that's on? What is
here?
It? Yeah, what is that? Is that just to let you know what?
Try it now, Willie.
Try what?
There you go. It's on mute. Somebody had put mute.
Okay.
We're in business.
I'm in business.
Yes.
Anyways, now that we all pulled up. And we got the mute off. As I was saying, you can't have a first-class country with second-class citizens. So we need to get that straight and clean that up. And when I say we, groups of people just hate immigrants. You know what I'm saying? Just all on immigrants. And everybody in here immigrant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right, well, yeah, we all came from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a month that we celebrate.
Immigrants.
Everybody coming here, right? November.
Yeah, because, you know, November, that's when we ate turkey with the indigenous, it's best to call them the indigenous people.
What does indigenous mean?
It means originality.
Oh, the original people.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you hear that, just like diaspora is what they mean by us being brought from Africa here.
Oh, diaspora.
That's what that's called. It's a movement of people. Now, that's just a basic, you know.
Okay.
There ain't it. It's close enough. Just
right.
That, you know, so.
Good. I'm glad. I know what they mean now.
Uh-oh, you just.
I just hadn't said anything or asked, what does that mean? Right. Okay, so I did today.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know, that's the way you do, man. You don't know
right.
something. That's what I do. I ask
right,
people,
just
man.
Ask, right? Okay.
Yeah. But if you just want to actual definition, one of those things, you know, we can say indigenous and put it in. Google indigenous. Indigenous.
Google supports indigenous communities with programs that offer economic opportunities and preserve culture. These include an indigenous-owned attribute on Google Maps, digital skills training, and highlighting indigenous art and culture through platforms like Google Arts and Culture.
Now, that now when they say indigenous, they mean the natives that was here.
Okay.
When supposedly that whole migration of people showed up, you know?
Right, right.
So that's every time you see that, that's just another way of saying the natives, Americans. Just like in Australia, they call them regionals, aboriginals.
Right. Thought for today, which I was trying to bring that up. Surround yourself. Let's see what that's talking about.
With money.
If you want more roses in your garden, you start planting them. If you want more love in your life, I start spreading it. Surround yourself with what you like by continuously generating it.
Mm.
In other words, be what you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What you want to receive, you become that thing yourself.
You know, and that is so much a challenge for, I think, just us as human beings, because we have been brought into all these different thought processes. Because just like I've been doing a lot more looking into the Book of Enoch, and boy, people ain't trying to hear that, really, because I try to tell them it's the same thing. It's just they just trying to, they predated what you got. So these are some of the original groups, but it's just the fact we just headed for some strange times, man.
I know we are. And
we're headed for some really weird shit going stuff.
And you're right, a lot of people don't look at Enoch, the Book of Enoch, as credible. But the Bible lists books that are not necessarily in the Bible for us to take advantage of or to learn from.
We're supposed to be learning.
It's an addition. It's a plus.
Yeah.
To stories.
And plus, these stories that's in Enoch, man, this is hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years before what we consider the Holy Bible even came to existence.
Oh, yeah.
And what I was trying to tell a friend of mine, I said, listen, man, God done already took and told you. Ain't nothing new under the sun. So all this stuff that you think that you understand, there's people that was already doing this stuff, man, and getting it. Cause they're like, you know, they can't explain why the pyramids and all this stuff. There ain't no way of trying to explain it. There was other folk here doing stuff. Okay? And we came out, we're the weakest group of them, you know.
I believe it.
Yeah, we're the weakest group of humanity. We're the weakest group.
Hmm.
Weak because technology have made us weak. Because think about how our grandparents were.
Right.
Man, them people could get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go out and pick peas and cotton and all the way up to 12 o'clock and then just drink a little lemonade and eat some cornbread and onion and keep it moving. And they was okay, even though they knew they was being mistreated, but this is what they had to do.
And they did what they had to do.
Yeah. And so if you take today's modern thought process and put them in those same conditions, just like a lot of things people think with trying to reverse all this civil rights stuff. Okay, if you get all this stuff reversed, y'all don't have the same tenacity that your great grandparents had. You're not going to be in it to control us.
Or anybody,
because you
know, right?
No, but they want to control us, mm-hmm. people of color. Mm-hmm. But the thing I'm saying is, you're not going to be in it to control them because they got too many other things. Look at how many people they wiped out. How many seats they flipped the other night. And that's just the beginning. Because only 28 26, they're going to flip a whole bunch of other stuff. Because these people realize, man, they're going to take this country back.
The election.
Yeah.
Elections have results, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And consequences.
And a lot of consequences.
Yeah.
Because for one thing, it sends messages.
Right. It does. It sends messages. Yeah.
And they know, man. I mean, they already know they lost a lot of stuff and they're going to lose a lot. But they can't help themselves. They like Pharaoh.
Oh, yeah. They got their hearts hurting.
Well, their heart is hurting.
That's true. That's true. That's true. The Lord reminded me of that, what, a week or so ago in my ranting and whatever, you know, or unsettledness of mm-hmm. spirit, right? And he says, the king's heart is in my hand. Mm. I turn it however I want to turn it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
you said, he hardened Pharaoh's heart. Oh, yeah. Easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And a lot of that, Willie, I do believe, so that people will come back to the Lord. So many people are depending on man so much, and money and power. You know, but there's going to be an end to all that. One day.
You got to put this stuff in perspective. That's
true,
all.
True.
And you got to realize that. First of all, we are on a ball that's spinning. That's what evolvement, evolution, all that stuff mean.
Mm-hmm.
We are constantly in the move. Stuff is constantly changing.
Right.
So what you see today is not going to be here tomorrow. Be prepared for the change, because that's what God's been trying to tell us. He's gonna switch this thing up.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be a new look, and people ain't gonna know what to do about it. You know, we always say, man, that'll never happen in our lifetime. Yes, it will, too. Yes, it will. Yeah. It's not going to be no 1,000, 10,000. All that's over with. We done already went through all that. Just like I was telling somebody, I said, man, do you know there had to be giants on the earth? I said, because we had dinosaurs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this earth done had a whole bunch of stuff on it that we don't know about.
Right.
And this ain't the first time.
No. Well, where do they think they got the bones from?
A lot of people, I guess, just disregard that kind of thing.
That was the proof.
Yeah.
And the elephant they found, it buried in the snow, still had the food in his mouth that he was chewing, the one with the tusks. All that was predated, you know?
Yeah, the mammoth. The mammoth.
Yeah.
The woolly mammoth.
Right, right. The elephant. Still had the food in his mouth.
Yeah. He got caught off guard.
He did.
Yeah, he got caught off guard, man.
There was a flood.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't believe the flood even happened. By no way did.
Well, it's happening now. It's sort of, it's not the same exact reason, but these snow caps and stuff they talking about is melting, man.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And when these things melt, the water got to go somewhere. So
climate
the only place
change,
they can go,
yeah.
The only place they can go is on shore. So what you see today, you know, 10 years from now may not exist.
Wow. A lot of things have happened, yeah, like you're saying, in the past.
They lose ground all the time, like Florida and all those coasts, but they just don't talk about it. But they've been losing ground forever because this water been slowly rising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did see something about that, Florida and California.
Yeah.
Like one day it'll be covered over. You won't be able to find it.
No. Well, I mean, that's just like other things that they got that when you go down and look, you see other little cities and parts of stuff that was one time surfaced. And what happened to that? The water came in, over time.
Drowned it.
And just
covered it up.
Covered it up.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things that you, it's like some of the black communities that they covered in water. You know, people still go diving down there and look at that stuff. And try to, you know, just be messing with it. Ain't nothing you can do with it because it's just old skeletons and stuff, I guess. But it's still stupid. Like I was telling a friend of mine last night, I said, you know what? It's time for groups of people to move out of the way. I mean, I don't want you to give me nothing. I don't want you to think I want anything from you. I just want you to move out my way. That's all I want you to do.
Quit hindering me, right?
Just move out my way. Quit standing in front of the goddamn door.
Right.
Move. Go somewhere and set your butt down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because your time has came and it's gone.
Right.
You're not going to re-grasp that. It's just like when you're doing that pull of war thing, tug of war, and that rope starts sliding through your hands. You can't re-grip it.
Right.
The thing is to never start it. And it's done already started, because guess what? Trump done been through it and lit all of it up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he done opened it all up.
Babe. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He snatched the scabs off, the covers, the skivvies. He just came through with a knife and scraped all the fine hair off like you do a hog when you're cleaning.
Yeah.
He did all that, man. He really exposed some people. And they did the line, that little Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. Poor man. And they'd be sitting there saying, but man, wait a minute. So you're saying the Democrats is the weak party, but they controlling the shutdown.
Right, right,
they're
right.
They're saying, yeah, because they don't want to agree to us messing up the health care. And so she said, well, what are you going to do to replace it? Well, we ain't going to mention that right now. He said, because we got plans, though. But we don't want to bring them out because we got to get with the committees and start all
this. How long have they been saying that? Since Obama created it.
Since the creation of
Obamacare. And they put his name on it to keep people
from wanting. Because it wasn't called that.
No, Affordable Care Act.
Affordable, yeah, that's what it originally was.
And they put his name on it to turn people off.
Uh-huh.
That's what they did.
But they didn't educate their people. So their people didn't know that a rose by any other name is still a rose.
Right.
So even though you don't call it Obamacare, and you tell them, nah, I heard a guy say that. I don't go for that Obamacare. He said, well, what are you going to use for health care? He said, I got that Affordable Act.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's the same thing, man. No, it ain't.
I know they did that.
Ignorant, man.
Because they did that.
Ignorant.
Obama said, oh, well, there's so many things wrong. Well, he said, well, if you don't like it, change it. So they went in there and start picking at it. Republican Party.
They couldn't make it better.
But they made it more expensive for people because they turned people off from even accepting it because it was affordable.
See, you know what they could do?
What's that?
They can completely just have universal health care for everybody.
That's what he was trying to do.
And make it a standard and not give it that bull crap. Make it to where it's a good health care because this country can afford it. Because anytime you can send $40 billion to Australia or Argentina.
To bail them out.
To bail them out of something. And then you got $17 trillion from what I'm hearing somewhere in surplus. Because you've been stealing everybody else's group of money that you're supposed to have been allocating. That Congress said is supposed to go to people. He's been taking it. Been just straight up taking it. You know.
It's not funny. But
if you don't laugh, sometimes you can get so into anger, man.
What that song say? I got to laugh to keep him crying.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've been doing that and getting away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And us poor folks, because we are in this together.
Well,
we're not shit billionaires.
Poor people stupid. Poor people stupid. Because we allow people. And I'm gonna say this close. Poor people are stupid. We allow people that don't have what we have to tell us what we want. What sense does that make? You don't know when my stomach is hungry. You're going to tell me, and then I'm supposed to agree to what you saying. Oh, mm-hmm, well, mm-hmm. That's a good idea. It's just like the old thing when we used to get records.
Right.
Record deals. And the guy would come in. He's okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to split this 50-50.
Right.
But what you don't know is the 50 that he's splitting, he already done took half of the 50 to begin with.
Right.
So y'all are only splitting a 50 amongst y'all. You ain't splitting the whole 100%.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? And so that's why a lot of teams and a lot of groups ended up losing a lot of money, because you figure like this. When I'm writing a song and I say I'll give you 50%, and there's 20 people in your group. You got to take your 50%.
And split with them.
And split with the 20 people. And so y'all not going to be making the kind of money I'm making.
Right.
And that's why they get mad at these guys like George Clinton and all that. But you got to know what your percentage is there.
Right.
And what you're splitting it with. So when you hear these guys talk about stuff and all these percentages, they making up stuff, man. They lying. Everybody, they want to say everybody is lying. I will say this. Everybody is embellishing things.
Right.
But the Democrats is not just straight lying just to tell you a lie. Mm-hmm. They just don't tell you the whole thing of how they doing what they doing. But the Republicans, they straight out and tell you, no, that ain't what we did. Because just like that, blowing them boats out the water.
Right.
All that stuff is illegal. Ain't nobody gave you no authorization for that. Even if you thought it was that, you still supposed to check with somebody.
I was.
You supposed to check with somebody and say, hey, man, look, we got some suspicious, some this, that, and whatever. They okay, let's send some people down, check it out.
Yeah, how they know drugs are on the boat?
Because they just don't. They ain't know that. This fool just got this itch in him because he wants to create a war in this country so that he can stay in power. Because, see, if he can get people fighting in the streets, he can pull that martial law. Mm-hmm. Once he does that, he can shut down all voting.
Right.
That's what he want to do. But people have been listening to what's been told to them. Don't engage with these fools. Even though ICE is out here doing all this stupid, heinous bull crap, do not engage with them like that because they want you to retaliate in a violent way so that they can send in that militia so that they can hold you back with the military and stop your vote. And that clown will stay in power.
Right. So if that don't work,
and you see
I'm
how
sure.
J.D. Vance was hugging on Chris?
You know that blew up the whole internet, that blew up the
and
TV.
She is fine now. Don't get, you know, some people don't know how to look at fine. But I'm like, J.D., you know.
Well, she was a beauty queen herself. She was in all these pageants and
stuff,
you know.
I think she want me. I'm going to tell you. I ain't going to lie. I could just.
You think she wants you?
I think she do because I could just look at her. I can see it in her eyes when you know, just around the back of her eyes. When she just, how she look at people, she just like, where is he? And she looking for me. And but I got to save myself.
I know.
You know, I have to save mm-hmm. myself.
But, you know, he's a married man.
Who's a married man?
J.D. Vance.
Not really.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he got papers, but he ain't no married man because anytime you set up and let somebody disrespect your woman like he allowed, you ain't married to that woman. You just married to the position because.
So you think that he ready to get rid of her?
Well, yeah. He want to get rid of. Are you serious? He want to get rid of all of them. He wants to be completely white. And everybody keep reminding him, you got woo-woo back there, babe. I know.
That's funny.
We need to stop.
Well, I mean, that, it's all over.
I know.
Why should we stop? We didn't start it.
No, we didn't. No, we sure didn't. You know, I got to tell you something, Miss Linda. I look forward when it's like in the middle of the month and stuff like that. I be a little like, damn, you know. Because, you know, the first of the month don't seem to come fast enough. Or the first Thursday in the month. But you guys got to give me some more time. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know,
sometimes,
man.
Sometimes I think about calling you when somebody...
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I had a guy who had to cancel.
Yeah.
For and then I'm here by myself, you know. Mm-hmm. But I can do it, but I'll call.
Sure. Call me.
Because sometimes there's five Thursdays in a month. And that stretches it a longer time.
That's true, too.
Yeah, five Thursdays. I think this is... Well, Thanksgiving is one of those Thursdays. But I think November usually have five Thursdays. Let me see here.
If it's got 31 days, well, oh, no, I guess that don't matter, does it?
Well, October had five. That's why it seemed like it was so long. It had five Thursdays.
Oh, okay.
So November has four, but Thanksgiving is one.
Okay.
So that makes like
three. We shouldn't even celebrate Thanksgiving on a Thursday no more.
When should we?
On Monday. You know, because that's the day we start, ain't it? Mm-hmm. You're going to wait all the way up to Thursday.
Weekend.
Then do it on Friday then.
People get off work, get that extra time off, you know, visit their families. A lot of people travel. It's supposed to be the most traveled holiday.
I tell you, everybody need to stay home and don't nobody eat no turkey.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, I mean, we need to go out here and we need to protest in a different manner.
You think so? Like
yeah.
How?
We'll go, just like what I just said, shut one of these holidays down.
Do you holiday know? Every month, I think, right?
Well, I'm talking about some of your main ones, like Easter and Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's. But basically, Thanksgiving, that's a huge one. Because what happened is, man, too many people make too much money that's making decisions against us. Because these large corporations, they don't care nothing about us, and we out here just buying it. I mean, you go to Kroger's, not right now, and you'll see they got just corn and stuff just packed all up in the aisles.
Yeah, they do, all up to the ceiling almost. You know, look at all this food and stuff.
And they'll sell all that stuff, too.
They sure trying, but it's so expensive. Everything's gone up.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything's gone up. I thought, I was out at Meijer's the other day. You know, just those little packages, rubber packages of hamburger. You know, you can get them in like a tube, or you can get them in a package.
Hamburger.
Yeah, hamburger meat, ground beef.
It's in a tube.
It comes like, you know, like sausage can come.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Right. Because they got $10. Like, $4. There's only but a pound of hamburger in there.
Dang.
$10.
Man.
At Meijer's.
You got to learn how
One pound.
You got to learn how to steal.
You know what I do, though?
Because a lot of people, because that lady told me, that she said, man, people in here stealing like crazy.
Well, they always was.
That is true.
See, that's the thing. People who steal, they didn't just start today.
They sure didn't.
They've been stealing.
They sure didn't. We seen some steaks sitting up. Right by where you scan your stuff in K Rogers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my son, he hates that stuff because in his store he has to put all that stuff, and they have to write all that stuff off, mm-hmm. and they have to dispose of all that stuff, you know. And that meat been sitting there. It don't matter if it's been sitting there for 15, 20 minutes or 2 days. He got to get rid of it.
Yes, he does.
And he hate that, you know. So he just made mention. He said, "Now see," he said, "this is just stupid." Because what happens is people get up to that machine, and they figure out they can't sneak that machine. Now they used to sneak that machine.
Yeah.
You know that machine.
They find a way to steal.
Well, it used to be. See, you could put stuff across that thing, and even if it didn't beep, it wouldn't alert you.
Right.
Now, if you pull something across there, it tells you. Don't put it in the bag.
Right.
You know, and then it started making all that noise and all that. Like, he's stealing. You know, it just be like, he over here. Look at it. Right.
Right.
Over here. You know,
right,
that kind
right,
of stuff.
Right.
So,
and Walmart got them cameras on top, on the side, right on the cash register and all that, you know.
You can't steal nothing unless they want you to.
And I'm like, how do people get away with so much stealing, you know?
Because, and that lady said they steal over $1 million worth of stuff every year.
Wow.
$1 million worth of, first of all, you're talking about items that only cost $10, $15, $20, $30. There's no price in there, $190,000, $340,000.
But you're talking about more than one person, too.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you ain't got no big items. That means people are stealing small items.
Right.
You know how much stuff they got to be stealing to steal $1 million worth
of
stuff?
Yeah, but you're talking about countrywide or just one store?
No, just this one.
One store.
That one Walmart.
Inside jobs, too.
Well, that may be true, too.
Of course.
Yeah, that one Walmart, she was like, man, she said, because we was looking for something, right?
Uh-huh.
And she said, that's probably in the back if we got it. She said, because people be stealing. I said, well, they be stealing? She said, man, she said, they steal so much you would believe it. She said, in this store alone, she said, they've already now stole $1 million worth of merchandise. And the year ain't even over.
Well, my daughter was telling, she works at Home Depot.
Same thing.
She was telling me about how bad they've been stealing.
They come up in there. But see, they had to put different. They was too wide open at Home Depot and Lowe's because you could just wheel stuff out.
And that's what they were doing. And they're not allowed to stop them. Now, you can get, if you can't get their license tag number, that's the best you're going to be able to do.
Oh,
they can lose their jobs for trying to stop people.
That, you know why? That's because they stopping them wrong.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, we got a call. Hello, caller. You are on the air. May I help you?
Oh, I wanted to just speak to Scott Spears.
Excuse me.
So maybe I'll try back.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Wow.
Next time, I said, well, now, Scott ain't here, but we might be in there to answer your question. But you choking.
I know. Can we talk? Mm. All right, let's try it again.
Yeah, I think that's just
because
you get ready to tell something that wasn't true. The Lord stopped that.
That's why I don't like eating when I'm on the air, but I was hungry this morning. The only thing I had was a bratwurst yesterday. I didn't even eat yesterday, really. So
you know, man, I'm going to tell you something came across my mind. I still might go get one. Arby be making some good sandwiches.
Yeah, I bet.
If you like them, but you know, everybody don't like Arby's. I understand that.
Roast beef?
Well, I don't necessarily get I don't get that per se, but yeah. Them people used to have good food. See? And it's just like everything else. The quality went down.
Oh, yeah.
The quantity went down. But the price went up.
Right. But one thing I have noticed, and not just me, but we all know that there has been a shift. We can feel it in the atmosphere. Things are not the same.
No.
And we have no idea where we're going, how these things are going to turn around. So we can all agree on that. I mean, even the kids are understanding that there's a pressure. It feels like a pressure in the air. You understand what, and maybe you have witnessed this as far as this, even coming into this year. You know, it started when 2000 came in. We're 25 years into the year 2000, almost 26 years in. But when that new millennium happened, and they were saying that, you know, we weren't going to have no water, this is going to change, save your, remember, put up your water, put up your food.
Yeah, that Y2K,
you know,
thing.
That Y2K.
Crazy.
But it was fear-based. And it started off the year 1999. Remember, Prince had that song, "We Gonna Party." I think I had me a New Year's Eve party that year, too.
We gonna party.
But anyway, right, things began to change when this new millennium came in.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't even think I paid that no attention because I was too busy whatever I was doing.
Well, I can understand if,
you know,
right. And maybe a lot of people didn't. But I understood. I was saving water and food.
Nah, man, I ain't thought about that shit, this stuff. Back in 2000, that's 26 years ago. Man, I was what? 48, 49? Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to subtract it. See?
But you weren't there. You, as far as knowing what the world was headed towards, you weren't there. You didn't know that a new millennium had come into being, and then there was all these things about the world was going to end. What, you know, people have said that throughout centuries. The world's going to end today, and they have also like predicted dates,
you know,
and things like that.
The thing is, it does end a lot.
Yeah.
But the ends that we see.
And begins something else.
Yeah. It's constantly evolving. That's what I was saying earlier.
Right.
About us being on the globe. I mean, it's just everything is in a circular motion. So we're constantly changing. It's just this some of the, we just don't recognize it and see it.
Yeah,
just,
we are.
Just like we don't feel the earth moving.
Right.
But the earth is traveling fast, man.
Oh, I know.
It's spinning. How fast you think it spins?
I don't know.
Oh, you should know.
Right. Ah, why?
Because they told us back in the third grade.
Well, tell me. If I'm supposed to know.
It's about 1,700 miles an hour.
I know it takes 365 days of the year to go around the sun. I do know that. I remember that, right?
Yeah.
All right.
How fast does the earth spin?
I knew that a long time
ago. The earth spins at about 1,000 miles per hour at the equator, which is roughly 1,600 kilometers per hour. However, this speed decreases as you move towards the poles, becoming zero at both the north and south poles.
Which makes sense if you understand what they're trying to say.
Well, somewhat, but still.
Well,
we are in a new millennium.
They're at the center of
right.
the poles. So the spin, if you take the little small circle that's close down, it's almost not moving because it don't spin. Mm-hmm. Because it's the actual axis or the pole that is on. So when you come out here, you got that big room, but
right.
Close. It's just like when you remember when we used to play on those merry-go-round, those little merry-go-rounds that somebody would spin around. You remember?
Yeah,
that?
I remember them. You used to run and then hop on there.
You remember if you had somebody, if you was on the outside and somebody was running and spinning it around,
right.
It would throw you off. But
right.
If you got in the middle, you could stay in the middle.
Right.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
And that's because of centrifugal force, I think.
Right.
Something to that.
It's like the merry-go-round, but like you said, you had to run and get it moving,
and then you
had to hop on and ride around a couple of times. Yes.
Yeah. I guess now they could just make it to where.
And I like working puzzles, and I was working this puzzle, and it said teeter-totter. I could not think of the other word for teeter-totter. What is it?
Seesaw.
Seesaw. I couldn't think of that word for my puzzle for nothing. I had to cheat to find it.
Well, hey.
I said seesaw. How could I not remember that?
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
You didn't like what?
Teeter-totter.
Why not?
Because the people on the other end, they used to laugh. They would jump off, and you would go down and hit your butt on the ground, right? Remember them?
Yeah.
Because they thought that stuff was funny.
Oh, they were stupid.
I know, but kids did it. They thought it was funny. And while we're talking about, we got 3 minutes, so we'll talk about this next hour, but about the little girl. I think she was up in Cleveland, somewhere in that area, Detroit, and they found her in the woods, and she had been abducted by a 10-year-old girl, 9-year-old boy, and an 8-year-old. But the 8-year-old, he must have got out of it somehow. But they had beat her, raped her, stripped her of her clothing, pulled out half her hair from her scalp. Had you heard anything about that?
No.
Well, why don't you look that up while we're on our break? Because we're going to go on break. In a minute. But it was terrible. It's terrible.
But you see, when you have all this evilness that is always spewed out like it has been.
Right.
The way it is. It doesn't shock nobody that little kids have already caught on to this stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how this stuff is always translated. And this is how diseases are carried. It's carried through the young.
And looking at the old.
Yeah. Well, being told by the old to feel that way.
Right.
Wow. You know, let me tell you, man.
We're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. My guest today is Willie Harris, Tap 1. He will also be my guest at 11:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. If you're still around, we'll be glad for you to come back and join us. If you can't come back, have a safe, happy, and blessed weekend. Thank you once again, Linda Sims, Voice of a People. Till next time, be blessed.